Chakravarti-gacharya Stotra-sadasi Shri-vangre Sabharjana-arvinda-bhakti-vidanta-swami Shila-pravapad-gi Jayamnitila-pravishaya Shri-vangre Shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vangre-shri-vang ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾರಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ, ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡಗಿರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದನ್ ಕೀ, ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಥುರಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ, ಸಮವೇತ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ, ಇತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೆ, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಗೌರೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಗೌರೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಗೌರೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗ ಜಯ ಗುರು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭಾಕಿ ಜಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀಂ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪುನಃತೆ ಗಿರ್ಮಕಪಾದಮಹಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ಗಿರಿಂತಾರಣಂ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಿತ್ಯ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಔಟ್ಸೆಟ್ I'd like to beg, beseech and request the blessings and mercy of all the assembled distinguished Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis so that I am able to follow in the glorious footsteps of all the glorious devotees who have come and spoken and elaborated on the Lord's pastimes and glorified Him. So, dear devotees, welcome to this most wonderful dear festival of Srimad Bhagavatam, which comprises of the transcendental words of emanating from the innermost recesses of our dearmost and beloved Srila Prabhupada's heart and which carry the full force that emanates right from the innermost recesses of his heart. So, today's verse is 10th canto, chapter 2, verse 42, prayers by the demigods. Now 41, thank you.
Dishtyam vyate kukshigatah parapuman ಅಂಶೇನ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭವಾಯನಃ ಮಾ ಭೂತ್ ಭಯಂ ಭೋಜಪತೇರ್ ಮುಮುರ್ಷೋರ್ ಗೋಪ್ತಾಯ ದೂನಾಂ ಭವಿತಾ ತವಾತ್ಮಜಃ. ದೃಷ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಬತ್ತೆ ಕುಕ್ಷಿಗತಃ ಪರಃ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಅಂಶೇನ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭವಾಯನಃ ಮಾ ಭೂತ್ ಭಯಂ ಭೋಜಪತೇರ್ ಮುಮುರ್ಷೋರ್ ಯದೂನಾಂ ಗೋಪ್ತಾ ಯದೂನಾಂ ಭವಿತಾ ತವಾತ್ಮಜಃ. ದೃಷ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಬತ್ತೆ ಕುಕ್ಷಿಗತ ಪಪುಮಾನ್ ಅಂಶೇನ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭವಾಯನಃ ಮಾ ಭೂತ್ ಭಯಂ ಭೋಜಪತೇರ್ ಮುಮುರ್ಷೋರ್ ಗೋಪ್ತಾ ಯದೂನಾಂ ಭವಿತಾ ತವಾತ್ಮಜಃ. ದೃಷ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಬತೆ ಕುಕ್ಷಿಗತ ಪರ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಅಂಶೇನ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭವಾಯನಃ Mabhut Bhavet Mumushur Gopta Yadunam Bhavita Tabatmajaha Dishtyambate Kukshigata Parapuman Amshina Sakshat Bhagavan Bhavayanaha Mabhut Bhayam Bhoja Patir Mumushur Gopta Yadunam Bhavita Tavatmajaha Dishtyambate Kukshigata Parapuman Amshina Sakshat Bhagavan Bhavayanaha Mabhut Bhayam Bhoja Patir Mumushur Gopta Yadunam Bhavita Tavatmajaha Dishtyambate Kukshigata Parapuman Amshena Sakshat Bhavayanaha Mabhut Bhayam Bhoja Patir Mumushur Gopta Yadunam Bhavita Tavatmajaha Matajis Dishtyambate Kukshigata Parapuman Amshena Sakshat Bhagavan Bhavayanaha Mabhut Bhayam Bhoja Patir Mumushur Gopta Yadunam Bhavita Tavatmajaha Dishtyambate Kukshigata Parapuman Amshena Sakshat Bhagavan Bhavayanaha Mabhut Bhayam Bhoja Bhavimushur Gopta Yadunam Bhavita Bhavatmajaha Dishyambhate Kukshigata Parapuman Amshena Sakshat Bhagavan Bhavayanaha Mabhut Bhayam Bhoja Patir Mumushur Dishtya by fortune Amba O mother Te your Kukshigataha in the womb Paraha the supreme Puman Personality of Godhead, Amshena, with all his energies, his parts and parcels, Sakshat, directly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhavaya, for the auspiciousness, Naha, of all of us, Ma Abhut, never be, Bhayam, fearful, Bhojapateh, from Kamsa, king of the Bhoja dynasty, Mumushoho, who has decided to be killed by the Lord, Gopta, the protector, Yadunam, of the Yadu dynasty, Bhavita, will become Tava Atmajaha, your son. Translation by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Mother Devaki, by your good fortune and ours, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, with all His plenary portions, such as Baladeva, is now within your womb. Therefore, you need not fear Kamsa, who has decided to be killed by the Lord. Your eternal son Krishna will be the protector of the entire Yadu dynasty. Kindly repeat, O Mother Devaki, by your good fortune and ours. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Himself, with all His plenary portions, such as Baladeva, is now within your womb. Therefore, you need not fear Kamsa, who has decided to be killed by the Lord. Your eternal son, Krishna, will be the protector of the entire Yadu dynasty, purported by His Divine Grace, Abhayachana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The words Parapuman Amshena signify that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the verdict of the Shastra, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Thus, the demigods assured Devaki, your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is appearing with Baladeva, his plenary portion. He will give you all protection and kill Kamsa, who has decided to continue his enmity toward the Lord and thus be killed by him. So in this chapter, dear devotees, till now, from the beginning, we have seen that the Yadus, out of fear of Kamsa's torment, Kamsa along with his friends, like-minded friends like Bakasura, Aghasura, Putana, and so many others, was creating terror in the hearts of one and all in that region. And so the Yadus were fleeing. So here is something interesting. In the beginning of this chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam states that the Yadus were dispersing to various nearby regions of Vrindavana and Gokula, like Kuru, Panchala, Vidharbha, Kekeya, Shalva, like that. Now, interestingly, to connect 5,000 years ago, the names 5,000 years ago and present, just want to see if, as my research went, it was intriguing, just want to see if you as well know. We all know that the region of Kuru kingdom denotes the region of Delhi, Haryana and Punjab. This is common knowledge. Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows. However, I want to check, do you know currently as of date, what region is the name Panchala referring to? It is a very famous territory. Everybody knows. Panchala. 5,000 years ago, Panchala, today what is it called? No. Punjab is part of Kuru. Okay, you want any hints? The name starts with N. It is very famous for mountaineering. Nepal, exactly, bro. Thank you. Yes. So, Panchala. The farthest that Srimad Bhagavatam states that the members of the Yadu clan dynasty went from this region of Vrindavan was farthest, that side was Nepal. And down below, this place has the same name even today in India. It retains the same name and the place is called Vidarbha. Now, do you know which state of India does Vidarbha come in? Maharashtra. Yes, good. So it comes in the eastern region of Maharashtra. Prabhu is coming from Maharashtra, Mumbai, so he would know. So yeah, Vidarbha. So that place still retains the same name as back in those days. So as we have blissfully journeyed through and associated with this present chapter, we are in the last but one verse of this chapter, 41st verse. Tomorrow will be the last one. And we'll shortly start associating with the next. It would be extremely helpful for us to remember Srila Prabhupada stating in the beginning of this chapter that following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya transferred Baladeva Sankarsana, the seventh child of Devaki, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. We know that. Because Sankarsana appears in order to increase love of Krishna, this is very important, he is known as Baladeva. Now, this is very helpful for us.
one may take auspicious strength from him to become a devotee of the Lord, and therefore he is also known as Balabhadra. So here Srila Prabhupada is stating the importance of Lord Balarama, Baladeva in every one of our lives every day. Something that I do, I'd like to share with you every day. I recite one of these prayers to Lord Balarama. You can also recite with me. Right now we can receive the blessings and mercy of Balarama by chanting this prayer. It is very simple. Namaste Halagraha, Namaste Mushalayudha, Namaste Revatikanta, Namaste Bhaktavatsala, Namaste Dharani Dhara, Namaste Balanam Shreshtha, Pralambare Namaste Stu Ehimam Krishna Purvaja. Now when I recite these verses, I also love to, and it's very important for me, and I'm sure it's important for you as well, to understand what exactly are we reciting, what is the meaning of this. So I recite the translation also, and I invite you, request you to recite as well. Obeisances to you, O holder of the plow. Obeisances to you, O wielder of the mace. Obeisances to you, O darling of Revati. Obeisances to you, O kind benefactor of your devotees. Obeisances to you, O best of the strong. Obeisances to you, O enemy of Pralamba. Kindly, my dear Lord Balarama, older brother of Sri Krishna, be extremely merciful unto me. So this is one of the verses that I recite, and I'm sure some of you also do. Probably if not, you could add this in your daily list. Now, I have a personal realization based on Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Srila Prabhupada states that, as Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, if one was to remember Lord Krishna at the end of one's life, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead, Goloka Vrindavan, and never come back here again. Yes? Now, I in my reflections consider each and every new day that is blessed upon me and us to be like a lifetime. 24 hours. Which means that every day in the morning we are born and every night we kind of pass away. And Prabhupada states that we do. It's a short death. The only difference between this and the end of life death is that this one lasts for a couple of hours, whereas that one lasts for about 9 months. So when we wake up in the morning, the Brahma Muhurta is a very, very special and important time which all of us devotees very nicely utilize. Now, Prahlada Maharaja in the 7th canto, one of his key instructions for us is Kaumaram Acharet Pragno Dharman Bhagavatan Iha, which means right from the tender age of childhood, one must begin devotional service. Now, every time Srila Prabhupada would recite this verse, my heart would kind of cringe, because I would always think that from childhood, although we were pious, I didn't exactly practice devotional service as we practice per se today according to the instructions of our dear most and beloved Srila Prabhupada. So I thought, oh, how many years have I missed? And I'm sure some of you would have also felt, how many years have we missed of Mangal Aratis or chanting Hare Krishna? How many rounds have we missed? Now this number of rounds is very important. Why? Because Prabhupada in another place states that if one, you know, he very, you know, in the passing he mentions it, but I tell you the significance of this. Prabhupada says, if one was to just chant Hare Krishna for 50 years, how many years? 50 years, that's enough, one can go back. Now everything that Prabhupada states is pretty serious. Everything that Prabhupada states is almost like a Veda Vakya. It is a Vedic statement. I realized this, especially this, because a couple of days ago in Vrindavana, Shridham Vrindavana, one of the Bhagavatam classes, a devotee mentioned the same thing, chanting 50 years, he gave the Shastric quote. And so it is actually a Shastric saying that if one was to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra for 50 years properly, avoiding the 10 offenses and all that, then one is sure to. So this is a standard, it is almost like a must do. So from that perspective, just imagine, dear devotees, how many lives, how many precious mornings have we lost? However, this is the wonder that our dear most beloved Srila Prabhupada has done for us. Very thoughtfully, brilliantly, intelligently, he has made up for all those years. You know how? Every day in the morning, as I said, when we wake up, it is like our childhood. Which is why Prabhupada says, wake up by around 4 a.m. Brahma Muhurta. That's like our, you know, childhood, 5 years of age. And then we start attending the morning program, Mangalarati. And the very first thing is we sing the Guruvashtaka. Which means for us, Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Balarama. And we are getting his mercy. So see how this verse, one may take auspicious strength from him, Balarama, to become a devotee of the Lord. How Prabhupada is practically putting into effect every day. And this is why it is so important to attend Gurvashtaka, Mangalarati and the Guru Puja, Guru Vandana that we sing. So see how beautifully and harmoniously everything that Srila Prabhupada states and everything that there is there in Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita falls into place so beautifully and harmoniously. Now, we all know that from yesterday, the Holy Name Week started. So chanting Hare Krishna in every devotee's life forms a very important element. In fact, the most element without which nobody can exist or survive. Now, based on this, the fact that every day and every moment is extremely essential for every one of us, we need to make the best of chanting. That means not just do we need to avoid the 10 offenses, our chanting has to be top class and the best to the extent possible, time after time, every time. So in that, I constantly endeavor to find practical, easy to do means and measures how to maintain the level standard of japa that I perform and try and increase it as much as possible. I have a simple way in which I chant. Would you want to see how I chant? How I feel that this is one of the best ways upon which it can always be improved upon, one of the best ways through which one can have utmost chanting, utmost concentration while chanting each mantra, each bead of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'll give you a small demonstration. It is very simple. I just switch on Srila Prabhupada's chanting. So this is running the background. And I start. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhuntiyananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, just wanted to share. Probably most devotees are aware of this, but I've seen very, very, very few devotees actually do it or practice it, which is why I'm sharing. And it's always good to share these. It may be simple, but devotees at times miss it. The reason is, from my personal experience, I'll share with you. The mind hops to many different topics and subjects. The mind can go fast, the mind can go slow. But when we have a ready reckoner in terms of our dear Srila Prabhupada's japa, which is the transcendental voice coming all the way, this is the transcendental Goloka import that we have, the only export that we have, Goloka Srila Prabhupada's vani. So we are fortunate to have, we don't have Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's vani with us. We don't have any of the other previous acharyas. But Krishna's extreme mercy, we have Srila Prabhupada's vani with us. 16 rounds. If you go to YouTube, 16 rounds of Srila Prabhupada, if you type, you get it. It's about three quarter hours. Just sit, chant. In fact, it is so helpful that even when we are chanting while walking, I have found that the concentration levels while chanting along with Srila Prabhupada are much higher than otherwise. Okay, now coming to the next part. We all know that the spirit soul is more important than the gross body. However, in this chapter, we particularly learn that the super soul Paramatma is still more important than the soul. One particular reason that this chapter ascribes is that Krishna as Paramatma is waiting since time immemorial for us. Now, we all know that it is easier to try and enjoy than witness and oversee. So we are all supposedly trying to enjoy. However, Krishna, from all this time, lifetimes, he is witnessing and overseeing. It's a much tougher role to perform. And he's waiting when we will give up material sense gratification. So in this connection, Srila Prabhupada says that we have to become a particular term. Bhagavad Gita, he uses a particular term. Kshina Kalmashaha. Could you please repeat? Kshina Kalmashaha. Yeah. Now what does this mean? Kshina Kalmashaha means those who are trying to reduce the reaction of sinful activities. How do we do it? By practicing sense control. Now, Srila Prabhupada says, just like a diseased person, by controlling according to the prescription of the doctor, by controlling himself, the disease becomes reduced and the sufferings of the disease also gradually decrease. The fever diminishes from 105 to 102, then 100, then 99, then 98. And he is finally cured. Similarly, we have to reduce the temperature. We haven't got to increase the temperature, no. We are just like in the matter of increasing our temperature. We are thinking that by increasing the temperature, we shall be happy. We do not know that by increasing the temperature, we shall never be happy. We have to decrease the temperature. Now this Prabhupada, interestingly, Prabhupada says that it is a duty of the spiritual master to put the same eternal Vedic truths this way and that way, this way and that way, and this way and that way. And Prabhupada is a par excellence in this matter. He is so articulate when expressing himself. So in this connection, he says there's a very nice story. There was a householder, a very rich man. His wife was sick and the maid servant was also sick. So the gentleman called for a doctor. And the doctor treated both the patients. And the doctor said, your wife has got 98 temperature. How much? Nothing serious. But your maid servant, she has got 104 temperature. So she should be taken care of. Now the housewife, she became angry. She told the doctor, oh, I am the head of the family. I have got only 98. And my maid servant has got 104. Oh, so you're not a doctor. No, 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 no. You can't be a doctor. So Prabhupada says that is going on. From 104, we want to increase to 107. And when that happens, death will come. So the modern civilization is increasing the temperature. So we have, Prabhupada says, we have already come to the point of 107 degrees. How is that? The nuclear bomb. Yes? So we are prepared for killing ourselves. So this degree, this increasing of temperature of material enjoyment will never make us happy. Prabhupada again repeats, we have to decrease the temperature. We have to come to the point of 97, not the 107. Now, this is a very important precursor to what is yet to come. Now, from the Bhagavad Gita, we all, dear devotees, know that we, the living entity, are 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Yes? Now, this is meant in part to help us understand how tiny we are, how insignificant we are, and therefore how humble we need to be. Yet, Srila Prabhupada makes a startling revelation in a Srimad Bhagavatam lecture on the 5th canto in 1969 in London. Let us see what he has to say.
Being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, he is by nature a very powerful, we do not know how much spiritual power we have got, but that is being suppressed by the material covering, just like this fire. This fire, when there are too many ashes, the heat of the fire is not properly felt. But you move the ashes and just fan it, and when it is blazing, then you get the proper heat and you can utilize it for so many purposes. Similarly, we as spirit soul, we have immense power, and God is the supreme spirit soul. So we cannot imagine how much power God has got.
So Srila Prabhupada interestingly makes two key points about the spirit soul. He says that the spirit soul is very powerful and it has got immense power. So today, what is blocking that power, what is obstructing that immense power that we have? In a letter written in 1967, Srila Prabhupada states that the root cause of obtaining material bodies is what? What is the root cause? Desire, okay. Desire for what? Independence for Krishna, from Krishna, very right. To do what? Okay, to be lords of material nature and do what? Enjoy. Enjoy by doing what? Separately from Krishna, enjoy separately from Krishna by sense gratification. So Prabhupada says too much sense gratification is the cause of obtaining material bodies. Now, something I have thought over for a couple of years and I never understood until I got the blessed opportunity to prepare for this class. I understood, it was revealed, the most famous example of Kulavacha Sridhar. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that he was a Brahmana businessman, and just very near from here in Bamanpukur, he used to have a business of selling all products made of banana products. So, in a time where every house had and still in main parts has banana trees, he used to sell everything made of banana leaf cups, bananas, banana leaves, like that. And he always used to have fixed price, no bargaining. So at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kolavecha, Sridhara, today I am in a mood of giving. Ask anything you want, I'll give. So Kolavecha Sridhar said, my dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm not in need of anything, just I'm fine. He said, no, I'm in need, I'm in the mood of giving, ask. So he still didn't ask. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kolavecha, I'm seeing that your hut, it has many holes in it, why don't I repair it for you, have it repaired. So Kolavecha Sridhar said, my dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many people who don't even have a hut to stay, so I'm happy. Okay, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, See, I see that your clothes, they are torn in so many places. They are torn in so many places that there are more knots in your cloth than the cloth itself. So let me get you a new cloth. So Kolavecha Shikdara says, my dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many who don't even have a cloth. I am satisfied. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, no, I am in the mood of giving. Ask anything you want. You must. So then Kolavecha Shikdara says, okay, my dear Lord, if you want to give, then bless me that forever and ever I may have unalloyed pure devotional service at your lotus feet. Now, I always wondered why it is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the most munificent, being the all-powerful, Krishna himself, why did he go to ask Kolavecha Shikdara? He knows Kolavecha Shikdara is in need. He just needs to fulfill his desires, right? Like Krishna did for Sudama. Why did he ask and then, you know, why this pastime happened? While preparing for this class, I had a realization that it is just like Arjuna, Kolavecha Shikdara is taking the place of the conditioned soul. After all these years, we can understand that Krishna has been providing and sanctioning, protecting what we have and supplying what we need all these years and innumerable lifetimes, and is continuing to provide even in this Kali Yuga. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the pastime of Kolavecha Shikdara, is saying enough is enough. Just like the example of a father and a child on a beach. The child is playing, building sandcastles and everything, and finally the father, who has had the child come to the beach, says, finally, it's enough, let's go home. So, my dear devotees, it is time to go back home, back to Godhead. And this is what Srila Prabhupada himself also has to state.
Once you take to Krishna consciousness, while his mind and body is in good condition, do not wait for the last week of your life. Just go on practicing Krishna consciousness while your body and mind is healthy state, and then at the time of death, he shall be able to remember Krishna and his pastime and be immediately transferred to the spiritual kingdom.
Okay. So, it is very important. The very name of the magazine that Srila Prabhupada started is called Back to Godhead. So, have no doubts, no inhibitions. Our business, as far as I am concerned, I want to leave this moment while giving the Bhagavatam class. If I can leave the body and go back, I'd be delighted. But the point is, one moment earlier, the best, better. Don't wait, no. The only sole purpose of performing Krishna Bhakti is go back home, back to Godhead at the earliest. Now, this is something that is exemplified even from the Rath Yatra pastime that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we all know, is in Radharani's mood. Yes? And he wants the Krishna from Kurukshetra to come to Vrindavana. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us back from the material world to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Because that is, otherwise it is rasa bhasa. We can't really serve him and enjoy with him. And one of the important things is that His Grace Jivanath Prabhu also mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and I also had in mind that we definitely want to go back home, as Prabhu mentioned, to be there with Krishna and to run around with him as Gopa boys with the cows and calves, and enjoy dearly with him, you know, carrying our lunch packets and whatever it is. So we have a goal. Every one of us should have a goal. You know, that we want to enjoy with Krishna in a particular way. It comes, naturally comes. So there is something has to be attractive for us from the Goloka Vrindavan pastimes. So we at least share this in common. So apart from this, in this chapter, demigods in veneration, they offered Krishna the Garbhastuti prayers. The prayers of the demigods glorify and exalt the devotees. Now, in this connection, I would like to show you this very interesting and important book. It is called Inspiring Prayers from Bhagavata Purana. It is a very handy compilation. It is a one-stop source for all the prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is kind of lightweight also. They have particularly chosen this kind of paper. And it is very aromatic. And this particular chapter has about 15 verses, 15 prayers. And prayers by the demigods to Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki. Now, if you see here, there is a blessing. If we chant these prayers, what is going to happen is, in two verses before, the demigods state that even while being engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can be understood, thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the blessing is that everyone has some sort of fear, because Bhagavatam states that padam padam yad vipadam, at every step there is danger. So there is some sort of fear always, especially due to birth, death, old age and disease. So these verses, by reading them, by reciting these verses and the English translation, will remove that fear. Why? Because it will bring us to the transcendental platform. So I have a humble request that either on your smartphones or your smart devices, or through a book like this, or through your Srimad Bhagavatams, any way you prefer. Because in the same 1967 letter, Srila Prabhupada gives the solution for what is for bringing down our sense gratification. He says, increased Krishna consciousness will reduce the propensity of sense gratification. So let us make these translations a daily part of our lives, so that for all the valuable time that we have spent these past couple of days on these verses, these verses will stay with us till the last moment of our lives. How to do it? How to do that? How do we keep these verses till the last moment of our lives? How? By reciting them every day. Simple. Yeah. Okay. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada states, the words Parapuman Amshena signify that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. This is the verdict of the Shastras. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Now, the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simple as it may seem, is invaluable and highly essential knowledge given by Srila Prabhupada, since, to put things in perspective, we take the example of Lord Brahma. He emanated from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And he looks around. Does he have any idea of anything? No, he is absolutely clueless. And one word is spoken to him. What is that? Tapaha. Thank you so much. So, that great Lord Brahma, who is right at the beginning of our sampradaya, for a very long span of time had to do tapasya, and then Krishna appears, and Bhagavatam beautifully states that Krishna appears in front of Lord Balarama, Lord Brahma, and he shakes his hand, and then a small short conversation ensues. Similarly, in the case of Gajendra, the king of elephants, who was in his previous life, Maharaj Indradyumna, did he know who was the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Did Maharaj Indradyumna know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No. You know why? Because as Maharaj Indradyumna, he was taught some particular mantra, some prayers which by Krishna's mercy, when he became Gajendra, he remembered. And in that last moment, when he can't tolerate the crocodile anymore, crocodile's power is increasing, his power is decreasing, he holds a lotus flower in his, trunk, thank you, trunk. And he recites that prayer mentally to Lord Vishnu. I mean, he doesn't know it is Lord Vishnu, he recites it. And the demigods think, should we respond? And he's talking about just the supreme. So demigods say, no, I'm not the supreme, so they don't go. Lord Shiva doesn't go, Lord Brahma doesn't go, Lord Vishnu goes. Very fast he goes. Even Gajendra didn't know. So you understanding the value of the fact that Prabhupada is giving us this knowledge? You understand that? How invaluable this is? So in our previous life, had we been on this planet, we had almost nil or very less chances of knowing or acting upon it that we do today. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada and his dedicated devotees who continue to pass on this invaluable knowledge as it is even today. So we have also made Lord Krishna wait until this degraded age of Kali Yuga. Therefore, every human being has to take and act upon this knowledge that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in this chapter, verse 35, Srila Prabhupada states in the purport, the appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, without this knowledge, some people worship the demigods. Some people think that the Supreme God, whoever it is an old man with a long beard holding the earth on his shoulders, and his name is Atlas. So, based on what modes of nature they are, different people imagine God. So today we don't have to imagine who is God. We have the Krishna book, which is the biography of Lord Krishna. We just have to read. Now, there is a personal experience that I have to share. At the age of 11 years, I was given the sacred thread. A ceremony called Upanayanam was performed. And there, because my father was a disciplinarian, strict in a pleasing sense, he insisted that I perform the Sandhyavandanam 3 times a day. Morning, noon and evening. So there we have to chant Gayatri Mantra 108 times. We have to also recite a good number of prayers. This whole thing lasts for about half an hour every day. And one of the prayers that comes towards the end goes like this. Namastavitre jagdeka chakshushe jagat prasodi sthitinasha hetave trai mayaya tigunatma dharine virinchi narayana shankaratmane dheya sada savitra mandala madhyavati narayana sachijasana sannivishtaha keivravan makarakundalavan kiriti hari hiranmaya vapu dhrita shankha chakraha shankha chakra garapane dvarika nilayachita govinda pundarikaksha rakshamam charanagatam akashat patitam toyam yatha gachati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaraha keshavam pratigachati shri keshavam pratigachati om nama iti. Seems pretty long, isn't it? And this is just a short portion that comes towards the end. Now, the last bit of this I'll explain. Here we are giving our stuti, our veneration to so many demigods. Brahma, Virinchi, Lord Shankara, Shiva, Narayana, so on and so forth. But towards the end, it says, Akashat means the sky. Patitan toyam, the rain water falls down. Yatha gachati sagaram. Sagaram means ocean. As these waters finally reach the ocean, similarly, so do all my prayers to all these various demigods finally reach Keshavam Pratigachadi, which means Lord Keshava, Krishna. Not just does it say that, it ends with Keshavam Pratigachati Om Namaiti. It states, indeed, they verily go to the lotus feet of Lord Keshava and Keshava alone. Now, when I heard this, I said, why am I reciting all these prayers to all the various demigods? Intelligent thing would be that if Krishna is a supreme, I mean, one stop for all of them, let me worship Krishna himself. There a miracle happened. Exactly at that time, devotees from ISKCON visited our house. And our priest, he gave them a list of 10 families that he would visit every year regularly. So one of the names was our family, so they came to our place. And they gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra card. And it said, please chant Hare Krishna 108 times minimum daily and be happy. So I said, I'm anyway chanting Gayatri. I might as well add 108 to that. But when I read Srila Prabhupada stating that there are no hard and fast rules in chanting Hare Krishna, I just want to put things in perspective. Why this is so important is because chanting Gayatri takes a lot of concentration. Because I was instructed by my father that if even one syllable is mispronounced or goes here or there, the result is completely different. And dear devotees, you all know that Bhagavatam states that as well. So chanting Gayatri is no small thing. It requires a lot of effort. Even 108 times to chant, one has to focus the mind on Surya Narayana, on Gayatri, and then chant. Now when I read that chanting Hare Krishna doesn't have any hard and fast rules, I am seeing devotees are walking and chanting, I said, oh, finally I have a mantra I don't have to put so much effort on. And I took to Hare Krishna like nobody's business. I'm going to chant. 16 rounds is okay. I'm going to chant 16 rounds also. No, of course, I didn't start out with 16 rounds. But you understand, compared to my chanting of Gayatri to coming to Hare Krishna, it really helped. It was a sigh of relief. However, now I understand that statement of there being no hard and fast rules is not exactly. There are actually very hard and very fast rules. What are those? The 10 offenses. They're very hard and very fast rules. So actually, if you see, chanting Hare Krishna is as concentration involving as chanting the Gayatri. So anyway, acceptance of Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality Godhead based on the Srimad Bhagavatam is very easy for those who are intelligent. It is accepted by all the 12 Mahajanas. Let us quickly recount who these Mahajanas are, because just by taking their names we will be purified. I'll just give you the starting letter, you guess who it is. There are three Mahajanas whose names start with B. First one is, okay, Bali. Second is Bhishma. Third is Brahma. Thank you. Third one starts with J. Janaka. Thank you. Fourth one starts with K. Wonderful. N. Narada. S. Shukadeva Goswami. There are two more S's. Lord Shiva and Sanat Kumara. Starts with P. Prahlada. M. Manu. And the last one is very easy. Y. Yamaraj. Okay. So like this, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us act upon these. And I have a transcendental gift for every one of you and some Mahaprasadam cookies as well. Because Srila Prabhupada states that the devotees should live as a family based on love and trust and take care of one another. So this is my way of expressing my love for each one of you. Some transcendental gift in this golden box, it's there. It's kind of on a throne. And I have some Mahaprasadam cookies also. And so at this juncture, if any devotee has some queries, questions, clarifications, comments, corrections, you're welcome. Anything? Yeah, bro. I forgot which Shastra it is, because it was there in the Vrindavan class that I heard. He mentioned the Sanskrit verse. So I gathered that it is from a Shastra. And then Prabhupada saying this, so I, you know, so it collaborates. So like, and Prabhupada states, 50 years. There's a short clipping also, if one was to chant for 50 years. That's enough. Prabhupada very easily, he states. But the saying is that by being here in the dham, Prabhupada states that we get 1,000 times more effect. So I suppose in one sense that all the rounds that we missed for the n number of years, we kind of make up for while we chant in the dham. And especially Prabhupada states when we chant in the temple room, temple hall, that gives even 1,000 times more benefit. So it is there, Prabhupada is stating. So 1,000 into 1,000 is, I mean, it's we'll easily make up for all the lost rounds that we have and much more. So numerically in that sense, yeah. So anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Prabhu, a small doubt, you know, because in the Balarama is the expansion of the Lord Krishna now. So when we are directly praying and directly chanting Hare Krishna, Lord Krishna directly,
yes.
Why we are involving expansions also in between? Rama is an expansion, Balarama is also expansion.
Okay, one thing that is immediately coming to my mind is that the Lord, why the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is like that is because the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave it, so he wants it to be that way. Okay. Apart from that, why the expansions are also part of it, why only Krishna could have been there, that's what you're asking. We could have only chanted Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, something like that, which people who are new to Hare Krishna often chant like that. So why is one thing that's coming to my mind is, Krishna loves to be referred to by those who are dear most to him. Like, he loves to be called as Yashoda Nandana, Rohini Nandana, Nanda Nandana. So many names. Why? Or we don't call Krishna. We say Hare Krishna or Radha Krishna. Because he has so much love for Radharani or Yashoda Mai or Nanda Maharaj. He wants to be known through them. So I would suppose that this is one of the reasons. If any of the other exalted senior Vaishnavas or Vaishnavis have any other answer to that, you're free to add to it. Is there anything else to it? Any other perspective? Yeah.
It's another topic.
No, oh, it's another thing. Okay, not that.
Right. So, Prabhupada once said that...
Is that all right, Prabhu?
He gave us a benediction that if you want to go to back to Godhead, he gave a simple benediction. If you distribute my books until the last day of your life, like suppose you were distributing books in the morning and in evening you die, you will go back to Godhead immediately. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will himself come and take you back.
Jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Ki. Jai. Okay, so I suppose another question. Yes, Jivana Prabhu.
So you want me to repeat that? I heard a devotee ask Srila Prabhupada, if I leave my body while you're distributing your books, will I go back to Godhead? And Prabhupada said, not necessarily.
Oh. Okay.
I hate to put a damper on it.
Okay. You know. It depends on the consciousness. So anyway, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much. So Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Jagra Srila Prabhupada ki? Tagore Premanande. So dear devotees, please come for the gift and the Mahaprasadam cookies. For senior devotees, I'm bringing it myself personally.